This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle market today?
Well, it's a very good question. I think more than anything is we're seeing profit taking after extending this market to the upside in an extreme bullish fashion. There's no fresh news today. Box beef was 58 cents higher on choice. We was a 53 on selects. Moved 100 loads. Saw an estimated kill day of 108,000 head. We have not seen any serious bids or ask out of the feed yards. Carcass steer weights today at a record high at the weight of 893 pounds. Several of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts today had daily key reversals, and a lot of these markets have traded a lot lower since the 1 o'clock pit closing took place. On the close, October cattle down $2.10, December cattle down $2.17, October feeders down $0.67, November feeders down $1.40, and December lean hogs 45 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6, the world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, our grain market's only found strength really in the soybean complex all day long, and the downside really took place in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Export sales today disappointing for the wheat and not all that bad for the corn and soybeans. Other than that, there's very little news, some positioning in front of tomorrow morning's report, plus the fact that we think the wheat saw some additional selling due to the fact that we're hoping to see some moisture move into wheat country. December KC wheat closed down 13.25, as did the March contract. December Chicago wheat was down 14.5. December corn closed 1.5 higher, March up 1.25. November soybeans 7 cents higher, January beans up 6.5, and December cotton off 95 points.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.